This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
All right, so we always start the show with something positive.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
I'm sorry. This is the second great day in a row of nice weather. That is a huge victory.
No, you're right. Let me put some respect on Mother Nature. She's been out here acting right for us. She's been acting out and showing out.
Thank you.
You're right.
A little victory?
I do, actually.
What is it?
Oh, you want me to go?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I want you to go.
She was weird. It's always ladies first. It's Women's Empowerment Month. Nope, ladies first.
2 days of good weather in a row. That was my little victory.
You know what?
And I slept with the window open last night.
Ooh.
Now that's
the window. Oh, you diabolical.
That's a level up. I wasn't even cold.
You just freshness.
It was nice. It's nice out. Yeah.
We should have cracked the window. You actually right.
Yeah, it was great.
Dang it, missed opportunity.
What's your little victory?
My little victory is, did you see the moon today?
No, I didn't see it at all.
Oh, beautiful.
Is it full?
Not yet.
Thank God.
I think I want to say the full moon is Friday, so y'all beware.
So I'll stay in the house. Good to know.
Y'all be careful
okay.
on Friday.
I won't leave.
About midnight-ish.
Good to know. Good to know.
But no, it looks, it's what is it, the waxing gibbous, whatever. A lot of people know better moon phases than me, but
no,
it's like right there, a couple days before, you know, it's like we're in the week of, it's just perfect orange full, but it's not up. It was nice and low, one of them like eye line. Bruh, I'm a moon guy, you know?
Yes.
I love the sun, don't get me wrong, but I'm a moon guy.
I can receive that. So I slept with the windows open and you said the moon is beautiful.
Yeah, I stared at the moon on my drive in.
Little victory. See a positive, there's always something good out there, people. You just got to find it.
That part.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so today's question asks, would you rather be the funniest person in the room or the smartest? And the reason I had to think about this was because someone very close to me loves to be the smartest person in the room.
Who?
But
are you not trying to out nobody?
Me. No, I'm just kidding. It's a family member and they shall remain nameless.
Say less.
But it gets annoying because they always act like they're the smartest person in the room and
Hurt.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, here we go. You think you're smarter than everyone. So I'm going funny every time. Every single time, I want to be the funniest because even though the smartest one gets respect, so does the funniest if you're doing it right.
I guess clarification question. Is this think or is this fact? Do I think I'm the funniest or think I'm the smartest or do I know I'm the funniest or know
you
I'm
know.
The smart? I know.
Because it's either one or the other. You're either the funniest person or the smartest. So it's a fact when you walk in, you're one or the other. If we're playing, which one would you rather be? I'm going funniest.
Okay.
I do want to be smart, but nothing makes me feel better than someone saying you're funny.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like such a compliment to me.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, the smart thing's nice, but I want to hear you're funny.
See, and the thing is, not I've been hearing I'm funny my whole life, but I've been a goofball my whole life.
Yeah.
Right? So, but I also like to think of myself as an intellectual.
Well, and you are. You are emotionally intelligent.
No, I'm just like book intelligent, too.
You're like, I'm all of the intelligence,
I'm all encompassing. Smart.
So
I'd rather
be
smart.
Yep. You want to be smart.
Yep. I'd rather know I'm the smartest in the room than know I'm the funniest in the room.
Because
I already know I'm the funniest.
You're just not sure about being smart, are you?
I'm like 90% sure I'm smarter than the room. I just want to know that other 10%.
It is would you rather. So you would, even if you are the funniest, you'd rather be the smartest. You're trying to achieve something. No offense, you're not.
What do you mean?
I'm not either, though.
I'm going to be a brainiac. I already am.
I feel like you're both. You know what? We are both.
We are both.
We are smart and funny. Look at us.
This isn't a discussion about this room. This is a discussion about every other room.
I'm so sorry if your room's not funny or smart like ours.
I mean, we got both.
Is there a downside to being the smartest person in the room? I would say that it's when, you know, the person who shall remain nameless gets on my nerves when they act like they're the smartest person in the room.
There's a downside to both, right? Mm. When you're looked at as the smartest in the room, people always, not always, but usually will go, oh, well, there they go, being smart.
Or boring.
Right? Maybe.
Which shouldn't be, they shouldn't correlate, but sometimes they do.
But when you're the funniest in the room, you're also never taken too seriously. Because you're clowning. You're joking. And then when you are serious, people are like, wait,
that's where being funny does not win for you, is that people don't take you seriously.
Or when I'm not in just an aha, jokey, hee-hee mood, if I'm not smiling or laughing, people are like, what's wrong?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Now you can say, well, I'm just busy being the smartest person in the room. That's what's wrong.
No, it gets actually annoying because there's nothing wrong. I'm just not smiling
or
joking.
Yeah.
If I'm not speaking, talking, or laughing, people are like, what's wrong?
So there's a lot of pressure to being the funniest.
I guess.
Is that what you're getting at?
I mean, a lot of pressure to always be funny, right? Or a lot of pressure to always be ha ha hee hee. There's never a like just not moment for you.
People don't take you as seriously. 414-533-1037. I feel that way sometimes if you're being goofy.
Or people assume something's wrong if I'm not being goofy. That's kind of what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. I could see that.
Think about it yesterday. We had a meeting.
Yeah.
She was like, what? You're kind of quiet. I was like, I'm listening.
Yeah.
It's like, but are you okay? I'm listening.
Yeah.
You know what
you
I mean?
You didn't make any moves, though. You were stone-faced that whole meeting. I think that's why she was like, are you okay?
That's my listening face. I talked when I needed to talk. Otherwise, I wasn't going to sit here and step over anybody's words, bro. Yeah. Like, we were having a meeting, and there was a lot of listening going on. I was listening.
Mm.
It gets annoying when people are like, well, then what's wrong? Or in this scenario, right? Mm-hmm. You assume that I was just stone-faced. Mm-hmm. No, I'm telling you, that was me listening.
Mm.
And since I'm not smiling, people are like, what's wrong?
Mm.
Nothing. What's about to be wrong is if you keep asking me what's wrong.
Lori from Milwaukee texted in, funny people are smart people with humor. Thank you. I couldn't agree more. You have to know how to deliver a joke. Thank you.
That's a good spin.
Well said. Would you rather be the smartest person in the room or the funniest? That's the question. 414-533-1037. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Would you rather be the funniest person in the room or the smartest? Because somebody I know who shall remain nameless gets on my nerves in my family because they always act like they're the smartest person in the room. And I'm like, get over yourself. Meanwhile, I'm over here like, I'm the funniest, okay? Don't tell me to get over myself. Please, Lord.
You get over yourself, but I'm in my field.
That part. Colin in Lake Geneva said, smartest person in the room because you can't be funny without being smart. I love it how you guys are all saying the funny people are smart.
I see y'all ain't smart enough to not have to be funny.
Let's go to Melanie in Milwaukee. Whatever.
I'm just instigating so hard.
Unbelievable. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning.
All right. Would you rather be the funniest or the smartest person in the room and why?
Well, I have to say that I would rather be the funniest because there's nothing that brings me more happiness than to see people smile and laugh.
Aww.
However, yeah, but I am the smartest when I'm in my own lane, which is teaching kindergarten.
Look at you. I love the double flex.
You're not only the smartest, you're the most patient because what the hell?
Girl.
I would never be kindergarten?
Maybe you're not so smart because you're teaching kindergarten.
Have you seen Kindergarten Cop? Exactly.
jokes.
Fair enough.
If you've seen Kindergarten Cop, you've seen me, girl.
Yes, girl.
Danger.
Feel so bad for you. They're cute until they're not. till they're rubbing boogers on things, and then you're like, why did I pick kindergarten?
Anyway.
Okay, well, exactly. You know what, Melanie? Thanks for calling. She said funniest because you make people feel good.
But, man, she's even selfless in it. She's, it's not about me. It's about the world. Aww.
You have to be a kindergarten teacher. Please.
That part.
All right. Thanks for calling, Melanie. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye. You too.
You know what's interesting about this is that it's true. When you're funny, you make people feel good. When you're smart, you just make people feel dumb. Maybe that's the difference in my mind of why one versus the other. Let's go to Sergio in Milwaukee, who has not called in a hot minute. And he hit me up on Snapchat the other day. I said, Sergio? Sergio? Is that you? Are you alive?
Is that you?
Sergio?
Yes. Hello.
Welcome back, Sergio. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, I'm good. Thanks for having my back on social media, and you know what I'm talking about. Sergio, would you rather be the funniest person or the smartest in the room?
I'm already funny, so I'd rather be the smartest.
My boy, explain yourself
now. Guys, he can't. He's not smart enough.
No, he's got it. He's got it.
He's only funny.
No, why would you rather be the smartest, though?
Yeah.
I'd rather be the smartest because, I mean, I was always, like, not so really good in school. Mm. So, like, for me, it's just, like, I'd rather be the smartest and know a lot of things than to be more funny.
It feels like it's easy to be funny because he's already funny. He's saying, I want a challenge. I want to be the smart one.
Yep. I wasn't good in school, so I want to be just great in life.
Well, and I feel like school tricks a lot of us from thinking we're not smart when we really are. Because if you don't thrive in school, and some people don't, then you feel like you're stupid. The reality is you get told that with grades and teachers.
You're
and
not book smart.
Not passing.
Dummy.
And yet you can be really bright and just not function well in a school environment. Let's keep it real for a second. You know, it's not for everyone.
I'm work smart, not book smart.
There you go. Fine with me. Same.
And it's okay to be street smart too, y'all. Yeah. Listen, it still ends in smart. S-M-A-R-T.
But you're the funniest, Sergio, so that's all that matters.
No question.
Yes.
All right. Appreciate well, thanks for calling. Have a good day.
Yep. You too.
Peace.
All right. Let's go to Carl in Indy. Lord only knows which way he's going to go.
I feel like I could guess.
Carl?
Carl's already a genius.
He's smartest.
He might want to be the funniest. I don't know.
Carl, good morning.
Morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. I have no idea which way you're going to go, Carl.
Funniest.
My boy.
Why?
Because you don't have to, you don't have to be, you can be funny without being smart, but you don't have to be smart to be funny, you know?
He flipped it from what everybody else said, which is that you have to be smart to be funny. He's like, you don't gotta be that smart to be funny.
My man's is a genius.
Enough said, Carl. Have a great day. You know what? That was it.
I cracked the living heck out of southeastern Wisconsin because of me, because I call in and I make everyone laugh.
That part, Carl.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Whoa, am I seeing this right? You need to tell your husband it's over? Is that what they wrote in?
Yeah.
They want to split?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Okay, well, let me hear before I judge, and then I will, because you tell us what you would do. I got to hear this.
So we got to give her a name. We'll get there. So good morning, Allie and DZ. Let me get right into it. I am extremely non-confrontational, so much so that I just let things go even when they bother me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking for the best way to say what I need to. Basically, my husband hasn't worked for over 10 years. He hasn't always been able to find work due to some legal troubles and language barriers.
Mm-hmm.
In the recent years, it's become a sour topic between us. But we've done what we need to do to get through, since and stay together. The most recent fight between us left us at odds for several days. Since then, we've worked on things. We've applied for his citizenship.
Mm.
We've made some great steps. We got his authorization at the beginning of the year and has been looking for work. Or so I thought. Knowing he has had so many gaps in his work history, I understood him having some trouble landing a job, but it's been months now and still nothing. But something didn't feel right, so I went onto his laptop, checked his Indeed. All right, well, yeah, I guess it doesn't matter. And while he slept over the weekend, found that in the last 4 months, he hasn't been applying to anything. It feels like the last straw. She wants to tell him it's over.
Yo.
Okay, so first of all, you're non-confrontational, so you're both got yourself into this mess because you're not dealing with any of the conflicts you have. There's the first problem.
Mm-hmm. She said, I don't want to tell him I went through your stuff, but honestly, I'm just really
scared.
How are
you going to not at this point? How are you going to tell him why you want to split? How are you going to say, oh, I want to split because you're not telling me the truth? You're mm-hmm. not. You're not trying. You're not doing anything. You're not even trying.
Gee,
it's one thing if you're trying.
Being non-confrontational leads you to put yourself in these situations, right?
I was just going to say, this is why people end up divorced, mm-hmm. not friends with people.
Yep.
They internalize, and then now you got how many years in? She wants to leave him.
What'd it say?
And they haven't, and she hasn't even talked to him about the core issue yet. She wants, this is what makes me crazy. She wants to leave, yet she hasn't addressed the issue with him.
She says he hasn't worked in over 10 years.
I'm not saying he's not the problem. I'm saying you haven't even talked to him about it. That's the problem.
She's
no wonder you want to split.
And I'm not blame shifting because Buddy actually hasn't done a single thing to help the family, right?
No,
like
it's
she's
on
obviously
him,
the breadwinner.
But she's enabling but him by not pushing him.
She
yeah.
has enabled the behavior to allow him to be mm-hmm. a stay-at-home person, a stay-at-home spouse, whether yeah. they got kids or not.
Yep.
Doesn't really sound like they got kids because they're not mentioned whatsoever.
Now he's living the life. Why would he want to get a job?
Why would he? I mean, would
this
you?
This is 90 Day Fiancé. Some of these people that come and I'm like, or vice versa, they go other places and they're like, why don't you get a job? And then they start to build resentment, right? No matter who it is. And then they're mad now because they're paying for everything that builds over time.
Yeah.
And then you go, look at everything I've done for you. Mm. Everything I've sacrificed for you while you've
Yikes.
Done. It's like the same story in a cycle, right?
To be honest, though, I don't think this is something that needs to be spoken about. This has already been a sour point of contention. Y'all have argued. Y'all have fought. Y'all have discussed. And y'all have tried.
Have they?
Yeah, she said, it has become a sour topic between us, but they've done what they needed to do to get through, stay together. But the most recent fight left them at odds for days until such and such, he said he was applying for jobs. Turns out he ain't applied for nothing in 4 months.
The Bruh, problem.
This has been over.
Yeah.
I don't, between us and for her.
Yeah. She should get out.
She doesn't need to have a conversation. The conversation has already been had. Personally, what I think she needs to do is stop communication.
Oh, I thought she wasn't having any when you said she's non-confrontational. That's why I was like, ugh.
Confrontation doesn't necessarily mean you stand by idly and always, you know, acquiesce and let things happen. I'm sure she has said, hey, maybe we should look for work or tried to bring it up mm-hmm. nicely. Confrontation is not like an argue with somebody realistically, not looking to disagree.
No, but you got to bring up the issue.
Yeah, not
That's
anymore.
Confrontation.
I think the confrontation that she was trying to avoid to have
was
had
splitting.
Already been had. Mm. And that the confrontation she's now looking to avoid is the conversation of telling them it's over. I don't think she needs to. I think she needs to pack a bag and get up out of there.
Yeah, it's like when you ever talk to couples who split and you talk to them separately and they have totally different stories as to why they split.
I don't know
this
what
is
happened.
What I'm talking about right here. Like either one didn't communicate or they thought their problems were different and they were never on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And counseling and all these things would have helped them, and one session could have helped them communicate better versus now they're mad at each other and they're ready to split, you know?
What I will say though is you gotta be careful because a split right now could be detrimental to his citizenship.
This is fixable.
His either citizenship or his green card mm-hmm. status. Right? If y'all are in the middle of an application process, this could really hurt somebody.
Mm.
Right? So you gotta be careful of what you do. I think you need to just leave, remove yourself before anything gets worse. Don't necessarily divorce, but you gotta separate.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta live your own life. You gotta maybe stay with some friends for a week or two, couple days, clear your mind. Because I think she's getting overwhelmed going, bro, I'm taking care of everything.
Well, and he doesn't realize she's serious. That's the mm-hmm. other reason a lot of couples split is you don't think they're serious. And then by the time you go, no, I'm serious.
It's too late.
And then it's too late and you can't catch up. And there you go.
Either prove to him he's serious or seriously actually leave. But say nothing. Nothing.
McKenna in Germantown. Drop him off at McDonald's every morning. They'll make him work eventually. They won't. They'll let you sit there with your coffee like my parents.
They will just let you chew.
Are you kidding? All right. So she wants to leave her husband.
Mm.
Is this, she doesn't know how to leave him? She doesn't know what to do, or should she leave
she
him?
She wants to know how to tell him it's over, and I don't think she should. I think she should just dip.
Mm.
I think she should just leave, and when he tries to figure out what's going on, then go, bruh, get a job, and then I'll come back.
Yeah. kind of really be show them you're serious.
I'm not coming back until that is taken care of, Poppy. Mm-hmm. Sorry. You know what I'm saying? Listen, we've been rocking for a minute, but you ain't had a job in over 10 years. It ain't going to be 10
more. Oh, my
God.
That sounds so bad. 10 years?
10 years.
Oh, hell no. I could. It would make me crazy after 3.
It's worked for them.
2. You know, 2 months, I'd be irritated. Screw it. Forget 10 years? I'd be like, no thanks. It's just a turn off at that point.
Legal status troubles, language barriers, not being from here, whatever. Mm-hmm. Y'all, it has worked for you, and now it doesn't. I'm not saying you got to give him some grace, because the grace has been given.
I understand language barriers, but if you aren't working, you've had 10 years to
work on your language. You're going to get a job. Regardless. You feel me? There's a job to get. And we got jobs by any means necessary.
This could be any, and they could be anyone. Yeah.
But I'm Hispanic, so I'm not.
I'm saying it could be somebody who's not even Hispanic.
Oh, bro, you know, me joking on the job is
because. That's what I was saying. It could be, they could not.
It could be from anywhere.
They could be from anywhere.
They, could be
they
from
might
anywhere.
Not even be Hispanic, right. You know, in my mind.
But you could find work, and that's what I mean, bro. You could have been making pennies on the dollar, but you would have been making something. Mm-hmm. I'm not telling you to go wash some dishes, but I'm telling you to at least consider it.
Figure it out.
I mean, yeah, and that's not the conversation she's looking to have, because she's not like us. Should they not like us? She's very extremely non-confrontational.
Somebody said, dude, hell to the nod. She's going to end up owing him alimony. Maybe. I don't know. All right. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call. What should she do? She's ready to leave him. He hasn't had a job in 10 years, and it's becoming a point of contention. Cool. So how should she leave him, essentially? Okay.
A problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Okay, what'd you call her? Leaving Lauren?
Yeah, Leaving Lauren.
Leaving Lauren wants to leave her man, her husband, after 10 years of him not having a job.
10 plus, bro. For all we know, this is 11 going on 12?
No, sorry.
Dog.
No thanks.
Listen, but this has been their way of life. And if we were to flip this in the reverse, this is a stay-at-home individual. This is a stay-at-home mother. This is a stay-at-home partner.
Yeah.
Right? He's a stay-at-home partner. Mm-hmm. She's no longer cool with him being a stay-at-home.
It's so funny how you see these stay-at-home partners, whether it's the man or the woman. I keep seeing it where they start getting it. They stay at home, then they go back to school or something, then they get a job, and you're thinking, I'm going to better my life, and they're really getting ready to leave them.
They're
leveling up.
Leaving
and
Lauren?
They're getting a job so they can leave them. I know this is the opposite of that, where he won't get a job, and he doesn't realize she's about to be out, but... she wants to tell him it's over.
He's been comfortably living, bro, but this is now a problem.
Yeah.
And it's been a problem for a minute. The thing is, he's been lying about applying to jobs.
Yeah.
It's not that he hasn't been applying, it's not that he's been applying and hasn't getting them. It's not the language barrier. Mm-hmm. He's been straight up just chilling, saying, yeah, I'm applying, blah, 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 and not. So she's going, last straw, I'm trying to dip. That's why I said go.
You speak 2 languages.
Yeah.
Spanish is your first language.
Correct.
You're an immigrant. You know, you came over from Colombia when you were 3.
Whip ahead.
Can we say after 10 years, still use the language barrier thing? Like, haven't you had enough time with technology at this point to learn the language and interact with people? Like, I can give you that you go to a country and you don't know the language for years, but 10 years, you don't have a job, you don't know the language? At what point do we go, come on?
It depends on what age you came.
Oh, you're saying an older person.
If he came at 20 and he's now 30, that English isn't super strong.
And I don't even care where you come. Russia, Colombia, I don't care.
No.
After 10 years, you haven't tried to immerse yourself in the language.
The older you grow, the harder it is to learn another language.
To change your neural pathways.
Right?
Yep.
You're locked in. You're pretty conscious.
That's with everything in your brain, by the way.
But then think about it. You come to a new country and you're reaching to just try to survive.
Yeah.
So what you do is kind of attach yourself to the things that make you feel comfortable. It ends up being other people that are similar in culture.
You stay in your community.
Correct.
And continue to speak the language you speak, whatever that is.
And then rather than immersing yourself in only English or only the language of the country you're living
in. Because of intimidation or whatever.
And it's extremely intimidating.
Yeah.
People often make fun of you and like, oh, listen to his accent. So you learn the language of the land from the people that don't know the language of the land and learned it.
Right?
So then when you say, no, I'm going through my job, it's because you heard, you know, 4 other generations of immigrants say the same thing. Even though you should say, no, I'm going to my job.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But when you come here at 3 like me, all of a sudden, you know, you speak both languages.
You just know it.
And then you don't hear a single lick of accent accent, whether I'm speaking English or whether I'm speaking Spanish. Mm-hmm. If I'm speaking one or the other language, you're never going to guess that I don't speak the other.
But yeah,
or I do speak the other.
That's actually true about you, yeah.
So, but it really is conditional on what age you come. The older you come, the harder it is. I'm assuming he came probably after 20, after 30.
He just sounds lazy is where I'm going with this.
The work ethic is not there,
no.
though.
No. Lucy's in Waukesha. Let's see what she thinks. Hi, Lucy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, morning.
All right. What should she do? Leaving Lauren wants to tell her husband it's over.
I said just go. Don't say nothing. For real.
Just go.
Really? Say anything or no? You like me?
No, don't say anything. Just go.
Pack a bag and go.
Really?
He's been tripping for 10
plus years. Red flags all over the place.
But throw him a red flag back.
Honestly.
For real. Let him know you for
real.
But
now you're married and half your stuff is his and ugh.
I mean, and technically you're paying for whatever house y'all are living in, but this is really going to show him I'm not about this life no more, man. I'm serious. I've been holding you down for 10 years. I need you to hold me down for 10 minutes.
Oh, Courtney texted in and said he should be the one leaving and figuring it out. She pays for everything. She shouldn't have to leave her own house. He can come back when he gets a job.
Fair. She should be kicking him out, but I just don't know.
What do you think, Lucy?
I believe if you came to this country 10 years ago, whether you're as an immigrant myself from Mexico, you come here to succeed. So if you're just going to come here to sit down and do nothing, that then just go back to...
Hey, Lucy, come on, see.
No. I'm not saying in a bad way, but I came in and I wanted to be successful.
Yeah.
I want to better myself.
This is the land of milk and honey from another country. Mm-hmm. When you're on the other side of the fence looking in, this is the land of opportunity. That's what she's saying. And if you're not going to give yourself or reach for no opportunities, then why'd you stretch to come here?
Everyone's saying get a job or get a divorce.
Oof.
Tell them that.
Yes.
That. Listen to what somebody else texted and they said, why can't he just not have a job? Is that really a bad thing? That's between each couple. But it is a bad thing for her because she's been working for 10 years. That's how resentment builds.
Let me tell you where it started. He wanted to get a better job than landscaping, than picking fruit, than working in a field or a factory with somebody else's information, right? Because that's what a lot of immigrants tend to have to do. They use somebody else's social security number, and I'm putting y'all on game, bro, because you can't work in this country without legal status.
Mm-hmm.
So if you come to this country illegally, technically, you can't work places.
Mm.
So he's trying to get a job somewhere
and
where he technically can, and he's probably holding off going, no, in my country, I was a physician. In my country, I was an engineer. No, I'm not going to stoop down to the level of XYZ and do whatever. But this is what Lucy's saying. In your country, you were that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you're that successful in another country, usually you have some kind of ambition and drive to still work no matter what it is. This guy sounds like a loser over. I don't think this guy was a doctor.
This country has this country has a weird way of dampening your spirit just because of the language.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. My father was an engineer in Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
Very highly touted, an extreme professional. Came to this country and couldn't get a job because of the language barrier. So he started working in construction and then he got into sales and look at where he went.
And he always worked though.
But he always worked.
See what I mean? That's what I'm saying. This guy doesn't have that.
Mm-hmm. He wanted to come here and be an engineer. That was his dream when he got here.
Mm-hmm.
And that got dampened. This guy
might be in La La Land about what he wants to do.
Wait, Lucy, are you still there?
Oh my God. Hi, Lucy.
Lucy in the back just snapping yes, Papa. Yes.
Sorry, Lucy, we're going off. You know, have a good day. Thanks for calling.
She says, we appreciate you. She was listening.
Let's go to Lisa in Oak Creek and see what she thinks. How do we deal with the person who said, why can't he just not have a job? I mean, you can if that works for your lifestyle, but I would think unless you're loaded.
Yeah.
And don't you guys get bored? I mean, what do you do all day?
I can't
if there's
sit
no
still.
Kids at home, what do you do all day?
I'd be figuring out something to
I'd
do.
I'd have to be rich and traveling all the time. I'd be so bored.
Man, maybe that's the problem. They're not rich and not traveling, and so she's going, get you a job.
Get a job, yeah.
Lisa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hi, Lisa.
Morning.
What's your advice? She wants to leave him.
Well, yeah, she's a good woman because I would have dipped a long time ago.
Amen.
On no visa cards. But because she's been there, she's seen him, and he's not trying. Like you said, whatever the type of job is, it's worked so that he can start that stepping stone to get ahead if he really wants his green card and to stay.
Yeah.
He's comfortable in that relationship. He already knows she's not going to leave. She's not doing nothing. She don't really care, or she does care. But I don't know, just being so, like you said,
quiet in the background, like I'm just gonna chill. Nobody wants a man like that.
No,
a person like that. Period, man or woman. That's unattractive.
Right.
Anastasia and Franklin said, "Bum behavior gives me the ick. A man should help provide it unless he's terminally ill, injured, or raising children. He should be working." I think everybody should. Honestly, I think that's old school. We just sit around and do nothing. But hey, some people I thrive when I'm working.
Yeah,
let me work. I'm not saying I want to go to work every day. I'm saying I just, you know.
And taking care of the home is work. If you're at home, bro, and that you better indulge yourself.
But you better have something to take care of.
That part.
Yeah.
Well, all right. She obviously doesn't see him doing anything. Mm-hmm. And she should just tell him, I'm unhappy with you, and I'm going to divorce you.
Oof.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Lisa, mic drop it on him.
All right, have a good day.
Bye.
Carl said, it depends on the mental health of the husband or wife or medical condition. You shouldn't be leaving their partner. You should be committed to each other.
Sure. There's things there that we probably don't know and won't know, but I think the jumping right to divorce, you got to be sensitive on, right? Mm-hmm. You know, as far as understanding legal statuses and how things progress and how long things can take, I'm not saying you got to stay with this man in good faith and in love, but at least hold this man down to understand what's going on and help him help himself. Mm-hmm. I think you can help him better him, and it might be by leaving.
Well, sometimes by kicking people into pushing themselves, it makes their life better.
Ding, ding, ding,
and you
ding,
stop
ding,
enabling
ding,
that
ding,
part.
Ding,
mm-hmm. Exactly. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Look out. The voice messages are coming in this morning on the Odyssey app. I love that you can leave us a voice message.
Oh, snap, whippa.
Yep, we got one from Sarah in Wisconsin. I don't know what city. It just says Wisconsin. And listen to what she said to us, DZ.
She's covering the whole state.
She is. This is what Sarah said.
Hey, guys. My baby was crying when the Benson Boone keyword came out, and I literally missed it. Would you mind repeating it?
Sucks
Thanks,
to suck.
Have a great day.
Nope. Not repeating it.
Yes, of course I will. It's good for 1 hour. You can text the word need, N-E-E-D, to 20357. All you text is the word need, N-E-E-D, to 20357. That gets you entered to win those Benson Boone tickets at Summerfest. And then we'll have another one for you at 8 a.m.
Well,
and then 9 a.m. It goes till 4 p.m. And you can text every single word when we give them to you for the full hour. But you just, go ahead. DZ,
I was going to say, she need to have that baby napping for next hour so she don't miss the next keyword.
Yeah. My baby was crying.
The word is need.
When they ruin it, man. They always ruin it.
They ruin it, but then they make it better because they're all cute. And you're like,
smile.
I love you.
Aww. You're like, I love you so much.
And then they say, Papa.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of messages from listeners, we have an update from Am I the Jerk the other day.
We do now.
Do you remember when Cryptic from Waukesha wrote into the show and wanted to know if they were the jerk for wanting to move back to Florida?
I sure do. Cryptic was trying to dip.
Mm-hmm. And we had wondered about the whole story because they had moved to Florida and then moved back, but all of their family moved back with them when they were moving. So and now they are not happy. They want to go back to Florida, but everybody moved back for them.
I said it was kind of like princess child
the
energy.
Spoiled kid.
Yeah.
So Cryptic in Waukesha sent us an update email and said, hey, thanks so much for reading my story. I appreciated all the insight. For the record, my brother's family was actually the initial ones to want to move back. So they moved 6 months before I did.
Oh.
My dad went with them 2 months prior to my move. And my mom stayed in Florida with my nephew so he could finish out the school year. In no way did anyone move because of me. They made that choice before I did. And then in parentheses, I'm not the spoiled child. If you only know how my brother was.
So your brother was the spoiled
child. I think it was a typo. Yeah.
And then they said,
again, I appreciate your commentary. Have a wonderful day. Well, Cryptic, sorry we called you a spoiled brat.
My bad. It was the vibe. If I was watching the reality TV show, that's what was getting framed for me, bro. I was like, yeah, little spoiled kid energy.
We love the updates, though, from listeners.
Yeah,
so Cryptic in Waukesha says, no, I didn't. They moved before me, so I'm not the problem. Okay.
Well, then move back.
Then do it. Yeah. What's the problem?
We'll help you move.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. Like, then who cares?
Nah, then dip. If it's for you, yeah, definitely dip. Do your thing. Well, cool.
All right. Well, Am I the Jerk is coming up next, and then something big is happening on this show. Something very big.
Is it?
Never say never. This is my new saying. This not new saying, but 2025, it's never say never with me.
Never, 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 never,
and
never.
Something I said I'd never, ever do. No, thank you. I'm doing.
You're doing it?
And I know you want to be there when it happens.
Wait, do I know what it
is? Yes, you know what it is.
Are you sure? I'm so confused.
I'm 100%. 100%. You're not going to be confused when I tell you what it is. But it's after Am I the Jerk, which is coming up next. Hold on. Kiss FM.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so she wants to know if she's the jerk for not reaching out and trying to fix things with her grandma.
Oh, we got a grandma one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you the jerk.
She says, good morning, you guys. Am I the Jerk has become a morning routine for me, and I love the new dynamic between you two.
Whippa.
She said, I listen every morning on the way to work. Hey.
Thank you.
Then she says, please call me Lilith. I'll try to make this short.
That's a long name, Lilith.
She said this back over the holidays, so I feel bad. We're just now getting to it, Lilith.
Ouch. Okay, well, we're getting to it now, but we've been busy.
You can always send in your Am I the Jerks. Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. Some get pushed up to the front. Some accidentally get dropped behind, and some get dropped forever because they're not good.
Yeah. Yeah. Not for real, though. That's just what it is.
I'm sorry it took so long, Lilith.
But we got you now.
We got you now. She said, I will preface this with saying my grandmother is a very opinionated person, not always in a good way.
Judgy granny.
Back in summer of 2023. Oh, we're going back. We're going back a year and a half at least. Almost two.
Yeah, basically.
Back in summer 2023. She accused me of only being around for the trust money, which I absolutely have no interest in.
I mean, if she got bread.
I wish I knew somebody with trust money. She said,
trust, I'll be there.
And Lilith says, I never asked them for money. I've never asked for anything. And that's on trauma. But we could talk about that another time.
And that's on trauma.
Fast forward a couple of months. She gets us gifts. A couple of months ago, she got us gifts out of nowhere that are over $2,000.
Was a good job.
It sounded like a nativity scene, if something for the holidays.
Those
but
do get expensive.
That's what
though.
I think it for was real, for
bro.
The record.
For real, though.
She said, I went to my dad's house for dinner shortly after, and he told me that grandma did nothing wrong by saying what she said about how she's in it for the trust money. She said, but screw my feelings, though, right? My dad's extremely controlling and expects me to fix the problem that I did not create. Saying, she's not the one who said she's only around for the trust money. The grandma said something offensive and she's not, and that's not the case.
Now the grandchild is basically being blamed for Lilith.
She said, if you try to talk to my grandmother before she's ready to move forward, it will make it much, much worse.
I know what that's like.
Am I the jerk for not reaching out about the situation? I wished her a happy birthday, thanked her for the gift, but that has been the extent of our relationship since. That's like a year and a half.
That's almost 2 years.
I don't feel like it's my dad's place to butt in, as it's between me and my grandmother. And although it is his mother, he's the same personality type as her and tends to try to control every situation. Am I the jerk for not reaching out? So Lilith wants to know.
Also, now you don't want dad
getting
involved?
Her grandma says something offensive, which is that the kids are they're only around for the trust money.
Yeah.
She says, I have no interest in that. Then the grandma gets them a $2,000 gift. It sounds like all the grandkids. And then the dad is still saying, you know, oh, well, she did nothing wrong by saying what she said.
Right.
You need to be talking to her and reaching out. And she's saying, I'm not reaching out. She's not going to receive it. Is she the jerk for not reaching out? So grandma, I mean, unless grandma's buying back, that's how she buys.
Her sorry. Right.
Some people, gift giving is their love
that
language. What can I say?
Dude, so and that's got to be received.
So maybe grandma's going, oh, I said something really offensive, which is that they're only around me for the trust money. But then...
Let me buy him something expensive?
Kind of. Like, she's causing the problem herself in my mind. Skidding.
Thank you, bro.
See
and
what
I'm
I
not
mean?
Trying to call grandma to issue because it's grand.
I'm defending Lilith going, something's... Yeah, they're instead of... You guys need to talk. She wants to know if she's the jerk for not... starting the conversation and saying sorry to the grandmother, and she's like, no.
Granny gotta be loaded.
Loaded.
Gotta be loaded. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that does not matter because Lilith said, I don't actually care.
I almost feel like she's trying to prove a point, though, too hard by saying, I don't need your money. I'm gonna show you how much I don't need your money. And instead of just, they're gonna think I want the money if I apologize or she doesn't.
I think you're right. So she's going, no, I'm gonna prove that it's not about.
They're both getting in their own way, yeah.
I'm gonna prove it's not about the money by not hitting her up at
exactly.
all.
Exactly.
If it really isn't about the money, you need to be back with your granny. I'm going, yeah, you the jerk.
It's about the control and the offensive comments.
I'm thinking she's the jerk for not reaching out. Granny's already on the way out. We got to be the bigger people. And I know sometimes.
You could be 60 and you could be 80 as a grandma. You could be 50. You could have 30 years as a grandma.
Still 50 years closer to dying than that granddaughter is.
Stop it.
I said what I said.
Is Lilith the jerk for not reaching out and trying to make things better? The grandma's the one who said something offensive, but then she bought her a $2,000. $1,000 gift.
Grandma
See?
Said something offensive, didn't do anything offensive. You could say whatever you want, right? Grandma might have been.
She accused her of only being around for the trust money. That is doing something offensive.
She might have been in her feels because maybe some of the other grandkids are there for the trust money. Mm-hmm. And she's going, oh, I haven't seen you in
Stop
so long.
Stop buying $2,000 gifts then if you think they're in it for the trust money, Granny.
Nah, G, I hear where both sides are coming from, but on this one, just as is on the surface.
A year and a half later,
you have to have said something to Granny because you done had two birthdays pass now. Mm. Yeah. Grandma's not going to be here forever. And I'm sorry, as somebody that doesn't have either grand or any grandparent left, mm-hmm. I wish I had a little second left with him.
She said, I wished her a happy birthday and thanked her for the gift, but that's been the extent of our relationship since.
In 2 years, basically.
And everyone thinks she should, the father thinks she should reach out mm-hmm. and try to make up with the grandma. She wants to know if she's the jerk for basically not trying to fix the relationship.
I don't think it's
she
on her.
She sounds done with it.
I don't think it's on her to fix. I don't think it's on her to do anything with besides just move on.
Mm-hmm.
But move on with family, right? And
so you
okay.
say not the jerk.
No, I'm saying she is the jerk for not.
Oh, you're saying reach out and just move on
yes,
and let it go.
Please do. It's your grandmother.
Mm.
And it's not like she really was just striking you out the wheel. She bought you a $2,000 nativity set that you don't care
it
for.
It might have been, it's more about the grandma's insecurity and she's taking it personally. Lilith's taking it personally.
Lilith is taking it mad personally, yes.
All right, 414-533-1037. So you say jerk,
yep.
reach out.
I think so.
Mimi in Milwaukee said, not the jerk. Granny's an adult too and should be more mature in setting an example. Oh!
We know these old heads be the most immature ones sometimes, all up in their fields because they're mm-hmm. old school now.
Somebody else said, not the jerk. Oh, this is Lindsay in Muskego. She said, sometimes we need to know our boundaries and set the rules. I will caution grandmas, do not live forever. And if she's gone tomorrow, will you live with this decision mm-hmm. and be at peace with it?
That part.
Mm.
Gee, yeah, man. I get that granny isn't necessarily living right now or acting right, but she's also feeling left mm-hmm. behind probably. Times are moving on without her. She's realizing she's getting older. She's going, dang, the only thing I got to leave these kids is this money, and going, I hope that's not the only thing they're here for. So she's probably paranoid.
Mm-hmm. Might be. Somebody said there's got to be more to the story. How did you take it so offensively what your grandma said? But then your dad said that she wasn't wrong for saying it. Why aren't you just as mad at your dad? I don't think she's a fan of either, quite honestly.
I wonder if there's things in her life, Lilith's life, that she doesn't know Granny already paid for.
Like,
college, her apartment, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Who knows if she's been breading out for these kids and going, man, that's the only reason y'all still have a relationship with me.
I think not the jerk, honestly.
I hear you.
Because, I mean, I just don't know why. Because someone's bought you things, you don't have to reach out and try to make it better.
But it's
that's
a
where
love
I'm
language.
Standing.
It's
yeah, it is
language.
A love language. All right. 414-533-1037. We'll talk to you guys next.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She asked to be called Lilith. How fancy, darling.
Oh,
not Lily, Lilith.
Lilith. Don't get it twisted. And no, she does not go by Lily for short.
She wants to know if she's a jerk for not trying to fix things with her grandma, because grandma apparently has a lot of money, and accused her of only being around for the trust money, which she said she has no interest in. She never asked them for anything. So now grandma went and bought a $2,000 nativity scene for, you know, her and I guess some others in the family.
Mm.
And now the dad's saying she needs to reach out and apologize. And she's like, am I the jerk for not reaching out about the situation? She wished grandma a happy birthday, thanked her for the gift, but that has been the extent of it.
That's about that, huh?
I feel like they're both trying to prove a point here, but anyway. Go.
They're both arguing with one another, and they're probably arguing about the same emotional trauma.
I don't know if, go to Santino in Sheboygan this morning, who got in finally. Santino!
Good morning, fam. Good morning.
Good morning. Are you going jerk or not the jerk? Should Lilith be reaching out or is she a jerk?
Oh, that girl a jerk.
Mm.
Oh, she is the jerk?
She is a jerk. Yes, jerk.
Oh.
You're talking about the granddaughter, right?
Yes.
Lilith.
Is she the jerk? She's the jerk for not reaching out.
All right, go on.
Yeah, because my thing is, if you think it's about the money, have a talk with grandma. Says, grandma, it's not about your money. If that's what you think it is, I want to change this right now. I mean, I need to learn from your wisdom.
He's saying the reaction is maybe making it like underlyingly, and maybe it is about the money. If you react and going so negatively, going, it's not about the money.
Because think about it, Lilius might have already been set up from birth to where she is now because of grandma. Now she's like turning her back on herself. So it's like, oh, not now all of a sudden you want to turn my back. You don't understand that maybe that helped your mom and dad pay for their house. Maybe that helped them do this.
Santino, you understand the whole vibe of trying to distancing yourself to prove you're not there for the money is what my theory was, you know?
And I definitely agree with you. I think she is trying to set some boundaries, but she's going about it the wrong way because my boys don't have their grandmothers or grandfathers. We don't have ours. We lost ours at a young age. So it's like you got to capitalize on these moments when you have them. Don't sit here and put it on like the money. Then have a conversation with it. Be a grown-up.
It's her taking it so negatively. I hear what you're saying,
You're saying jerk and she needs to work it out with her. She's saying the grandma's very difficult and she's not ready until she's ready. But it's been a year and a half since this accusation's been made about using her for the money.
Sounds like Lilith act like just like her grandma.
Yeah, exactly. They're both stubborn.
They're both a little stubborn. A little bit.
She can write her a letter and let her know how she feels and say, hey, Grandma, when you're ready to have this conversation, let's talk because I love you.
Yeah. A letter.
And explain to her that it hurt you to feel like, you know, she feels like you're only there for the trust. Because if it really isn't, I don't think you should have reacted so negatively and gone, fine, I'm not going to talk to you then. I'm going to prove that it's not about the money.
She's talking to her. She's just not talking to her much. She's wishing her happy birthday and she's doing all the basic, like, happy Mother's Day, happy Grandmother's Day, and I'm
talking.
Done.
Right. That ain't talking.
Not at all.
That's the rudimentary, you know, courtesy nod. Hey, hello.
But she can't force a relationship if it's not there either.
True.
All right, Santino. No, he says jerk, though. Lilith's a jerk. Thanks, Santino.
Hey, thank y'all. Y'all have a great day.
You too, man. Love. Peace.
Let's go to Tracy in Erin, Wisconsin. Tracy, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Oh, girl, I can hear you, and I can already hear the parade starting for St. Patrick's Day in Erin, let me tell you.
Erin, go bra.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming.
That's your big, big thing in Erin, right, is the St. Patty's Day parade?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Monday's going to be lit, dog.
It's going to be fun in Erin. Let me tell you what. All right, so are you thinking jerk or not the jerk? Is Lilith the jerk for not reaching out to grandma?
I'm saying not the jerk. I think there's too much trauma going on in this family, and eventually they need to talk. But it sounded like she did reach out. She said thank you. She said happy birthday. Those are all reach outs. And, you know, it sounds like she understands her grandmother's way of coping and giving her some time to, like, you know, catch up to where everyone else is at and moving on. And I think it's, you know, they're all adults. They all need to, like, come to Jesus with their own selves before they can come to each other and, you know, work it out.
They're all really stubborn.
Giving her grandma.
Dad, too.
And I mean, I realize that dad needs to probably give a little guidance because he's the dad, but, you know, this is their trauma together, not the dad.
She doesn't want dad involved, though. She did say she does. She really wishes dad wouldn't get involved, even though
she said, I don't feel like it's my dad's place to butt in as it's between me and my grandmother.
Right.
That's also not true because that's his mother and you're his daughter. He's involved regardless.
Well, he needs to get out of the middle.
He doesn't have to be in the middle. That's true.
Not in the middle, but he need to be ready to catch somebody if they start throwing hands.
That's true. I think, too, if the grandmother is aging, you know, I'm a nurse, too, so I'm thinking, like, aging theories, and it doesn't sound like potentially she's at the point now where she's looking back and feeling good, and maybe that's something she needs to work through, and she's projecting it onto other family members that she's not feeling good about looking back.
Yeah. Yeah. Thinking she's getting left behind. See? Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Tracy and Erin says... Not the jerk, though. So we're split down the middle.
50-50.
I love this. All right. Thank you, Tracy. Have a good day.
Thank you. You, too. Happy St. Patty's Day.
Yep. Good. Have fun in Erin on St. Patrick's Day.
No, green beer's coming.
We lost Roger. I'm going to hit one. I don't know. I'm just going to hope to God it's him.
Hello? Hello, Kiss. Who's this?
This better be R-O-G-E-R.
It's the R-O-G-E-R.
Phew. Thank God.
What up, Roger?
Good morning.
What's going on? Good morning.
Okay, Roger, we're split down the middle. Should Lilith reach out to the grandma, jerk or not the jerk, for not reaching out?
Not the jerk.
Oh!
Dang.
They said she does not have to say a sorry to grandma or reach out.
Shocked me on this one, Roger.
No. The thing is this relationship has been strained for years.
Okay.
And she's just trying to stand her ground and say, hey, it's not about the money. I'm going to be cordial with you, but that's it. I'm not going to kiss your butt.
Mm-hmm.
are just because you're throwing this money around.
Yeah.
And that's what it is, and it's hurting their feelings. I've seen a lot of cases like this, and it just doesn't work, because a lot of times what happens is people are mean-spirited but have a lot of money, and they think they can just, you know, buy that off. You can't buy it off. If you're mean, you're mean.
If you're mean, you're mean.
Boy.
I just think this is where this is right now, because she's just not gonna budge on it. I mean, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Like Santino said, you know, the money is in there, but he can take that away too. I've seen that.
Well, and money, I hate it when it's used to like control people. And even if it is your gift giving is your love language.
It's a dangled carrot.
It's a dangled carrot. Like, oh, I'm going to get them back. And then it becomes awkward and uncomfortable for the person you're giving the money to. And now it's like, well, I need it, but then I have to put up with this in order to take it. And now it becomes,
the Geico commercial.
You're allowed to treat someone like garbage because you have money. Well, no, that's not the case either. No, absolutely not. So I'm actually with you on not the jerk. I think she did the right thing by reaching out and saying happy birthday. I think she's done the minimal thing she can do, and I don't think she's the jerk.
Bruh, hold on.
Yeah.
Roger, Allie, listen.
Santino's probably dying right now, but sorry, Santino. Yeah.
We've got a text that has come in from the same number like 4 times in a row.
What are they saying?
Bruh, somebody said, I'm pretty sure this is my family member, and you're definitely the jerk.
Oh, Lord.
It says, you're there for the trust money. You are the jerk. You haven't told the whole story.
Okay, this always happens on Am I the Jerk?
People
we got one
assuming.
The other day where somebody was like, I know the person. And I'm like, no, you don't. And they had no connection. But because everything becomes about us, we decide in our mind we know exactly who it is. Maybe this is the same family.
I mean, a nativity scene.
But if you're not talking to somebody for a year and a half, I don't think you're really in it for the money.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. I mean, I don't think it's about the money. I think she's had enough with all the shenanigans behind the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because no matter what she says or does, this ain't going to change the relationship.
True.
That's what we really got to look at.
Yeah.
No matter what this child says or adult does, it's not going to make a difference.
Heard.
I feel that.
Grandma is locked in her ways, that's for sure. Whatever she says or does, she's always going to be the grandbaby. No matter how old she is, she's always going to be the grandbaby.
Thank you for calling, Roger. Seriously, we appreciate you.
No doubt. Love you guys.
Love
you. Have a good day.
You too,
bye.
Man. Peace, love.
Sharon from Milwaukee texted in, jerk, prove grandma wrong. I would have reached out while giving the gift back. It's how you say it, not what you say.
I like that.
But then sometimes if you give gifts back, it's offensive. See?
Sure, it's offensive, but when you're trying to prove it's not for the money, give him back the $2,000 gift.
I didn't want this anyway. Nativity scene.
Maybe grandma did need that slap in the face on, you didn't want my $2,000 apology gift? No, because it's not about the money, Grams.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still saying jerk, though.
Okay. Well, you and Santino are on your island, and I'm over here with Tracy and Roger, not the jerk.
Y'all are with the consensus.
Yeah. Okay, time to shift gears because I need your help, DC.
My help? Me.
Yes.
What's wrong?
We have another keyword for Benson Boone coming up in 5 minutes, by the way. If you want to go see him at Summerfest, we're giving you a keyword to text in every single hour from 7 to 4. But first. It's happening.
What is?
I'm doing something I said I would never, ever, ever do. Well, I didn't know if I say it, I'd ever, ever, ever. I just, for years, I said, nope, don't want to do it. No interest. And I watched more and more people do it. And I went, nope, no thanks.
You're dyeing your hair a different color.
Nope, I'm staying blonde.
You're going to start tanning, like tanning beds.
Only when it's warm out. No tanning beds. No, thank you.
Oh, the real sun? Because you said you don't like tanning beds really.
Nah,
like that,
no.
Like that. Not for you. They're not
spray
for you.
Spray tan or real sun for me, baby.
That's
all
like,
day.
You'll never go into tanning beds. So I was
not
like, oh,
again.
You're going to start tanning beds.
I used to in the 90s, but who didn't?
Well, who didn't?
In early 2000s.
But, I used to in the 90s,
no,
too.
No, thank you for there. No, but honestly, I said I would never. I don't know if I said I would never do it. I just said I don't want one. I said I didn't want a tattoo.
Dun, dun, dun.
And look what Allie's getting.
Wait.
A tattoo.
Are you serious, though?
I swear to you, this
swear
is what
to
happens.
Bob.
Swear
to Bob.
Swear to Bob.
Whoa.
Who's Bob? I don't know who Bob is, but
Robert.
I swear to Bob. Oh.
You know Robert?
Robert.
Bob.
Got it.
Bobby.
Bobby. Yeah.
You swear to Bob.
One, do you think it's weird? Do you think I'm too old?
Stop it. We've kind of touched on this before.
Do you think it's not weird to get a tattoo this late in life?
If you waited like 10, 15 more years, I might have been like, all right, you already
come
went.
On.
Why?
Yes.
Why? I mean, and if it's for you, it's for you. But my why is earlier in life why.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
How many tattoos do you have?
Oh man, I lost count. And it's not like I'm covered, but by no means. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7,
general
13? 12, 13?
Okay, if you guys have not ever heard this story, by the way, because I have to decide what I'm going to get, and then I think it's gonna turn into many tattoos probably. Because I've watched all you guys do this. I have an idea of what my first one will be, and I'll tell you in a second, but DZ.
Wait.
I already have an idea.
Hold on, because yes. Anytime we've talked about it, you're like, but I don't know when I want to get.
I have some things written down in my notes. I have some things I like.
Inspirations?
Some ideas, ooh. But I have not committed to anything specifically. We need to tell everyone, though, that I watched you get a tattoo in the studio. What year was it? 2016?
Yeah.
Oh, excuse my God.
Me, you didn't just watch. You shaved my leg.
Oh, I forgot that I shaved your leg.
You partly gave me this tattoo. Not really, but.
DZ, if you guys don't know this, has a Kiss FM tattoo on his calf.
Yep.
Because he lost a bet. What did you do? Were you the overnight guy then? You do in the building at that point?
At that point, I was overnights in production full-time.
For Kiss FM. Yep. So we all knew you. You worked in the building.
I was in here all the time.
And you had a bet with one of the clowns on the morning show. I'm being funny. He's a funny guy. You had a bet with Gibbons at the time.
That's right.
And it was over the election.
And I said, ain't no way.
Yeah, you're like, there's no way.
There's no way.
And we all thought there's no way. But we were wrong.
I lost the bet. Let's just say that. Mm-hmm. I lost the bet.
You said there's no way Trump's going to win.
I lost the
just
bet.
Just keep it real. And we all were like, and you lost it and you had to get a Kiss FM tattoo on your calf. How funny that it all worked out, and now you're on the morning show, and it all came full circle. Thank God you didn't get that thing taken off.
Right. I've been paying my dues. Well, and I don't know if I've said this before, but I had already had plans on. This was the first place I was ever on air. Like, I cut my teeth here, if you will.
Kiss FM.
I cracked the mic, right?
The sports station, yeah.
I was given an opportunity. No, on Kiss FM.
Kiss FM's the first one where you were on the air?
When I was on air, when I was doing overnights, that was my first time on air ever. Mm-hmm. So I always had love for the station. You know, I was always going to get the pair of lips. What I wanted was just the lips with a pair of headphones.
Ah.
I was going to have a tattoo artist tattoo my first pair of headphones over, like hanging over the lips, like how we hang them on the microphone sometimes.
Yes.
That was going to be my thing. But then when you offered to pay for it.
Right. You were going to get it for free because we had Ashley come in and do it
from
for
Rockstar.
You.
She was at Rockstar Tattoo at the time. I don't know where she is now, but Ashley
Newman.
Yep.
I follow her.
She's lit.
Yeah. Okay.
Ashley
so
B. Newman, doll.
At the time you lost the bet and you came in on the air and you got that tattoo live on the morning show.
Yep.
And that tattoo is still on your calf to this day.
I got my pants rolled up now just because they feel it itching. It hurt us talking about it. And it was like, oh, you talk about me?
What people also don't know about you, besides the fact that you have a Kiss FM tattoo on your calf, tell them what's on your tush.
What are you talking about?
Go ahead, tell them.
I don't recall.
You have a tattoo on your tush.
How would you know?
Because you tell me every day.
Everybody knows this.
Everybody
about me.
Knows this now.
I'm a legend at Lakeland, apparently. People to this day think there's somebody on the football team with Thug Life tatted on their butt. I promise you. They've talked about it like, did you guys know there's some guy? And they were like, Brad, I was like 10 years ago. What are you talking about?
So it's still going around Lakeland College in Sheboygan, but you were the guy who did it. Did you do that in college?
Yeah, I did it in college.
Why did you get Thug Life on your butt?
Because I ain't choose the Thug Life. The Thug Life chose me. What are you talking about? Why are you asking me questions like that, Allie? It's just an excuse to moon people and have it be funny.
Yeah, right.
No.
It goes back to
the goofball me, right? You know what I'm saying? I'll explain it really quickly. Pac is one of my favorite artists. Mm-hmm. One of the first rappers that I ever heard moving to this country, mm-hmm. right? As a kid that didn't grow up listening, or for, you know, 1 to 3, didn't listen to nothing but salsa, de merengue, bachata, y cumbia.
Yeah.
Pac was like, whoa, world-changing for me. So, you know, kind of like an honor to one of my favorite rappers of all time. Then again, it is a butt tattoo, so it's kind of funny, mm-hmm. and it attaches to my humor point. But then it's Thug Life, man. And what that stands for is the hate you give little infants blanks everybody. The message behind that is don't screw yourself or you're going to end up on your behind. And don't screw other people or it's going to come back to bite you on your behind.
On your behind.
There's too many layers to the things I think about. And if I got to explain it, then it loses its meaning because it's a meaning for me.
That's what I was going to say. Really, all that matters is that what it means to you.
To y'all. Y'all just go, this goofball got Thug Life on his butt. Nah, it's much deeper than that, y'all. Uh-huh. Like everything else in my life. It's much
deeper
than
that. There's more to it.
Yeah.
So you have have at least how many again?
Like 12 or 13.
Somebody said, I am dying laughing, DZ, on our text. Oh, that's Bella. Oh my gosh, so funny. Somebody said, I have a four-leaf clover on my butt. It says, who's lucky?
One of my guys, his last name is Geisman, right? So he got a goose in college, a goose, because we called them goose. He got a goose tatted on his cheeks.
Somebody said, I'm friends with someone who got the Hannah Montana Kiss FM tat. I don't even remember that.
The Hannah? I don't remember that at all. I need that out the archives. Find that picture ASAP.
Somebody said, was Gibbons going to get the tattoo if he lost? Yeah, it was whoever lost the bet at the time. That's how DZ ended up. I don't know if he.
Let me call him out, because I remember
you
this.
You don't think he would have done it?
No, because he said, and I'll tell you why I know he wouldn't have done it, because he said, even if, you know, you lose, I'm still going to get the tat with you. And then the day come, and I was like, you still going to get it with
me,
right?
You were the only one brave enough.
He flaked. Nah, he flaked.
He flaked on us.
But it's okay. We still got love for you, dog.
We have to do a Benson Boone keyword, because we are giving away tickets to see Benson Boone at Summerfest.
Wait, no. You were just about to tell us what tattoo.
I know.
I want to go with you.
Okay. First of all, you're definitely coming with me.
Can I get a tat at the same time?
Yes.
Cool.
Absolutely. You and my friend Christine are the only two I've okayed to come with me.
Perfect.
I mean, granted, like if Aaron wanted to come or whatever, she can come.
She is.
Yeah, obviously. She just comes with, you know, your wife. But those are the I don't need like a whole viewing audience, but you and her are the two that I talk to about this the most off the air.
Yeah.
And you're my tattoo friends. She's got a sleeve now at this point that she's like built up and, you know, she's put a bunch on her back. So I've gone with her to watch her get tattoos.
I remember.
I've seen tattoos. I've seen you get your Kiss FM one in the studio. I was never a fan of pain. I feel like my pain tolerance is very high at this point.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's not even going to phase me
now. Well, tattoos are intimate. That's why, you know, I always want to ask, like, is it cool if I go? Because sometimes you just want that experience for yourself.
Yeah, you're fine.
And your first tattoo is your first tattoo.
No, you can come.
You only get one first tattoo. So I had a few people pull up for mine. I've pulled up for a few people. Mm-hmm. I actually enjoy going to people's first tattoos. And I want to get my next tattoo as well. So what's up? I'm itching.
Oh, wait. Somebody texted it. Now, Bella, when are we going, girlfriend? I want to go. See, I told you everybody's going to want to come when I get this thing.
Maybe we just get a tattoo artist to come to the studio and we get tatted live. Are you down? I'm down.
Honestly, I would do it.
I want my Elsie tattoo. That's my next tattoo. I want to get my daughter's footprints.
You're going to get your daughter.
They're the tiny little quarter-sized footprints. I want those tatted on.
Now anything I pick is going to sound minimal after that. That's so deep and heartfelt.
No, it's not. By no means is it. No, because it is deep, heartfelt, and emotional for you. I'm so excited to hear about your tats, dog.
You want to know what I'm going to get first?
I want to hear the options.
And I need to decide where I'm having a harder time deciding where I want to get it versus what I want to get because I'm torn.
Oh, you're already addicted. You're already thinking placements?
Yeah.
Oh, son, you're already invested. No, you're in. This isn't your one and only. I guarantee right
no,
now.
No, I'm going to have a bunch.
You're going to have a bunch.
Okay, I'm going to tell you. I have the list of tattoos right here that I have four already that I know I want to get.
You already got four tats?
Yeah, is that too many?
Gee, no. I'm just saying. Like,
are you impressed?
I'm
inspired.
Yes, you're inspired.
I'm inspired.
I just know you're going to end up tatted.
100%. And probably more than we were prepared for.
Uh-huh. Because you already got four in the barrel. And what's going to happen is you're going to choose the one you want and then go, and this other one is next.
Uh-huh. And then this one.
You just more need to pick a pecking order.
Yeah. By the way, text the word home. You guys are texting it to our KISS number. Don't do that. To enter to win the Benson Boone tickets, you have to text the word home to 20357. It's a separate number. I'm sorry.
20357.
That's the word is home, and you get up till 9 o'clock to enter that word, and then you're entered to win Benson Boone tickets. Okay, back to tattoos.
Speaking of home, back to tattoos.
Back to tattoos. Okay, so DZ, we talked about how you have a Kiss FM tattoo, which you lost a bet in 2016.
And I'm proud of it. I love my tattoo.
I'm proud of it, and I just because I was in here for it, I shaved your leg for it.
You literally helped me get this tattoo.
It's good stuff. So now I had always said, I don't know. Like, and now I definitely want one. Okay. So do you want the list of them? Because I'm more stressed about where to put them.
I guess I want
to. I can't decide where I want them on my body yet.
Two things. I want to know where you're thinking of placement for which tattoo and which tattoo you're kind of leaning towards. Because I think placement matters because one thing you're not thinking about is that the placement on the body is going to dictate the pain. Right? So for example, your feet, your hands, your ribs, your knees. Ouch. Big ouch.
So tell me the ouch areas again.
Your feet, your knees, right? Technically, your legs, if you will, like shins, knees.
Feet, knees.
Your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Your neck might hurt, maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm probably not going to do my neck.
Ribs are a sensitive point.
Oh, man.
And I've got a tattoo everywhere but my feet, basically.
I love how they look sometimes on the side of your stomach.
It looks cool.
It looks cool.
I got an empanada on my ribs, you know, because it sticks to your ribs. Mm-hmm. Right?
Okay. Well, I haven't decided where. I know you told me previously I should do my shoulder.
It's a good place for a first tattoo.
But I just don't think it's my shoulder.
Inner arm, maybe?
Oh, inner arm I could do.
It's concealable, too, as far as like, you know, you're probably not going to go
forearm
and get a half
or
sleeve.
Bicep?
More bicep.
Got it.
It holds. In.
I feel like it's going to, they're all going to end up in the same area. But then Does that make sense?
Another caveat that you should think about and consider is your surgeries.
Why?
Because of scars.
Cover scars.
You can cover scars, but then you also have to be careful with tattooing over scars.
Why?
You need enough time to let the scar heal because you're technically scarring the skin with ink. So you put, you put a new scar over an old scar, it might not take. The skin is not going to take the same, or ink is not going to take the same to the skin.
I do have scars on my inner arms for my arm lift, but most of my scars have disappeared. It's been long enough now. I've done well.
But I've seen some really cool tattoos that rope in the scars into the tattoo. For example, like a vinous flower, if you will.
It is part of my story.
That wraps around, and it's the growth of, now I'm giving meaning to a tattoo you haven't even thought about, right?
But how do you know?
Maybe, right? Right?
Yeah.
Right? But yeah, then you create your meaning out of that, and it incorporates the scars that you do have, if you do want to incorporate, or you need to look for an artist that specifically has experience with tattooing over scars, because like tattooing on other skin.
I feel like there's so many decisions. And then it's like, do I want color or no color?
I go back
and forth with that as well, because I have seen tattoos I love and I've seen tattoos I don't love both ways. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know. I always thought I'd want color. The more I get ready, I think I don't want color. Like, I can't. I'm like,
Color pops really, really nice on brighter skin. Color would look great on you.
Really?
Any color tattoo would look great on you. I equally struggle with color tattoos. I only have two color tattoos. The Kiss FM tattoo.
Yep.
And my empanada, ironically enough, right? Me being black, the skin, it takes differently, right? So you have to get an artist that is really familiar with working on pigmentated skin and color. You will find a 9 out of 10 that's going to be able to apply whatever color you want to your tat.
Destiny, stop texting in things like put them on top of your boobs. Stop it, Destiny.
Destiny, blocked, denied.
I am not grounded. I'm not a chest tattoo kind of girl. It's just not in my realm. I don't see that happening.
I don't see
it's
you
not
like,
my vibe.
Like a sternum piece or something.
No.
I don't think that's you.
DZ, what are you going to get? You're going to get one for Elsie?
I do, yeah.
Because I haven't even said the four I've got written down. What are you going to get for Elsie, your daughter that passed away?
So I've been going back and forth on it for a while, man. And for a very long time, I said I wasn't really about the neck tat life.
Are you getting one?
I think so. And I think the placement is going to be right behind my ear, right? On the left side, what I want to do is...
Why left? Does it matter? Left or right?
Closer to my heart.
Got it.
Left side is always closer to your heart, man. And then I could just, you know, keep my dominant hand active. And if I ever need to just, you know, touch my daughter, if you will, I could reach up to my neck and hold it. But what I want to do is get her footprints, because we have her footprints from the whole process of her passing and everything, and get them ascending from her feet, just 2 feet, turning into a heart, and then that heart turns into a bird, dove, if you will, if you want. But, you know, the symbolism behind that is obviously her passing, the dove, the heart is in love.
I can see you with this tattoo.
Incorporating her footprints, because then, you know, she's always on me and always with me.
Aww, and I like it how you can like touch her with your hand when you reach up behind your neck.
That's why I want it on my neck, because my neck is always, one, visible, and two, accessible. My arms, my legs, my body isn't always. My daughter will always be with me, so I want her on my neck.
Amanda in West Dallas, not to change the mood,
no,
said you need a tramp stamp. Duh. You know, somebody in West Dallas would text that.
I cannot stand you, dog.
Amanda, I'm kidding. You know I love West Dallas. You know I get down with Dallas, I'm just saying.
What's wrong with the TS? A little tramp stamp never hurt nobody.
You guys, who said get a tattoo down your spine? No thanks.
Gee, that would look lit on you.
You think? I mean, I have a good back. But I don't.
That's what I'm saying. You're tall. You're long. You could get something sick.
Remember the guy that I dated with the worst back tattoo ever, though? I dated this guy, and I'm not going to say his name because I'm not that. that mean, but if he's listening, he'll know it's him. And he has this gigantic tattoo all over his back. And he comes to my, he was hanging out with us one time, and he took off his shirt to show his back tattoo. And DZ and I were like, what the hell, dude?
That's interesting.
I didn't like it.
That was a
choice. It actually turned me off. And
Mordor.
I didn't know how to tell him I didn't like his back tattoo. So you got to be really careful with tattoos, you guys.
I see you with something just simple, sick, clean lines going down your spine.
Okay.
Look up a spine tattoo, not a back tattoo.
Because I can't picture this at all.
A spine tattoo I can see you with.
Mitch texted and said, DZ lost a daughter? That's terrible. Sorry to hear that. We talked about it a lot on the show a week or two ago.
My wife was pregnant back in August. We hadn't shared the news yet. Mm-hmm. And she had a uterine rupture, almost lost her life. And in the process, they had to terminate the pregnancy to save my wife's life. And they, couldn't save the baby. And
you said, it wasn't a miscarriage.
It was not a miscarriage.
She was in the second trimester. Her uterus ruptured, and they had to. It was
very sad. She had to have an emergency
hysterectomy. And you knew it was a girl. You knew you were going to name her Elsie.
We had the plans. Let's just say that, man. Mm-hmm. And then, like life goes, the plans change. But we're here. We're alive. We're better. Mm-hmm. We got our two beautiful boys, and my wife is here. So
thank God your wife is here.
And we got our angel baby, and I'll feel her with me. So and I will feel her even more.
And you're going to more.
But now, come on. Okay, sorry. We out here distracted.
This is what I wrote down.
Stop deflecting.
The first one is I want a bouquet. Ooh. Some flowers of me and my boys' birth months. So me, Owen, and Hudson, I'm going to get probably our this came from a friend of mine. I'd love the suggestion. And then when I looked online, I totally saw the vision. I'm like, yes, some kind of small bouquet of flowers that represents me and my boys.
Because
like they're
like flowers?
Number one. And then, something like that.
And you got to go color. You got to go
you
color.
Think?
Yes,
and
yes.
And where's it going to go?
The
other thing I wrote down, I definitely want a microphone somewhere.
Naturally.
Which may sound cliche, but I don't care because that is our life. Like my job is such a big part of my life.
100%.
Music notes of some sort because I love music.
Yeah.
And then strength written in some way. I don't know if I want a symbol. I don't know if I just want the word. I don't know if I want it in a different language, but I want strength somewhere on my body in a tattoo. And I don't know how that's going to translate, but the options are endless when it comes to that.
The bouquet has to go somewhere
else. The bouquets, not near each other?
No, they can't go near each
Why?
Other. I'm hearing the bouquet's got to be something just special, kind of like my Elsie tattoo that I want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking wrist, above the wrist, like where you wear your watch so you can always see it if you want.
Oh, I could do,
check it out
like
for the
forearm.
Boy. Yeah, forearm-ish. Inside forearm, if you will, not outside forearm.
No,
you know.
Go on.
But.
I wish I knew where I wanted it. That would help.
At this rate, at least knowing you want it is half the battle, because picking the placement, your artist might actually help with that. Give you an idea.
And
something,
say, do it here.
Give you a suggestion as to why they think too. Mm-hmm. When you show them the different points, they're going to go, well, my strengths are, or I think, blah, this, that,
you
third.
Know what I find interesting is how now how hard I've worked on my body and my skin removal and my weight loss and all these things, and I obviously think the inside is more important than the outside at the end of the day, hence why I go to therapy and I try to make everyone understand it's mind and body both matter. But it's interesting how I think the tattooing came with being more in tune to the outside as well. Like versus for years of being overweight, being like, the outside doesn't matter. Well, it doesn't, but it also reflects how you feel about yourself. It can exude that creativity. It can show your style, your character. So I think some of that I've come into over the years and been like, there's nothing wrong with expressing yourself through the outside, because I do that when I work out and, all these things. So
it's telling. It's also therapeutic for a lot of people too, right? Mm-hmm. Now, aside from therapy. But
I think I need a spine tattoo.
Man, dude.
Let me go look at this.
And I'm glad you said spine tattoo again, because when you said...
Oh, these are cool.
When you said microphone, when you said music notes, and when you said strength, your backbone, your spine, that is your strength. Placement
these
and strength.
Spine tattoos look cool, but you have to have a good back.
And
I have a good back.
You got a good back.
I'll give it to myself on that one.
Right, you're tall. You're long. You've got a long...
I was a swimmer.
Yeah,
so I have a strong upper body,
I'm hearing a combination of the music notes, the microphone, and the word strength somehow just on your spine going down, whether curving or not, but just something simple, something dope, but something fire.
So pretty. Okay, well, you know what? We're going to have to decide. We're going to have to decide what my first tattoo is going to be. I don't have it. I don't have it, okay? 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. I don't know where it went.
I swear we sent it. I promise you, we sent it. No, we sent
it. Wait, did you send it on, how did you send it, in the mail?
Well, see, so well, we sent a couple through, like, Evite.
Of course you did.
And then we sent a couple in the regular snail mail.
You guys, how are we sending invites nowadays? Let me just get into it, because shout out to poor Kathleen, Mike in Hartford's wife.
Yeah.
Who's been trying to send me a baby shower invite for days now. And at first it was, Allie, you're going to get an invite.
Yeah.
I said, great.
Perfect.
And then I moved on with my life. I said, I'll be there whenever it is. Then I get the text from him. Did you? Okay. And her, give me the email. We're going to send an Evite. I go, sounds good. So I give them my email. No Evite. I don't see it. I go through my spam. I go through everything.
Junk, all that.
I don't see an Evite anywhere. So I'm like, well, maybe they sent a Facebook Maybe they sent a Facebook event Evite.
Oh, the
Facebook.
So
then I get on Facebook. No event invite for a baby shower. You guys, how are we inviting people to things? Because she had to now text me
the info,
the Evite, because I don't see it. She said yesterday, did you ever get the Evite? I said, no, I have no idea where the invitation is. And this is the problem that I need to go off about. Why do we have so many ways, and how are we sending invitations? Because you can send me an invite on Facebook and I will never see it.
Really? Yeah.
I mean, you have to tell me. I'm throwing a party. Go check out the invite on Facebook.
You better not put nothing on Facebook and send it my way I'm going to see it, because I know I can guarantee you that I will not.
For some people, that's the only way they invite people to things. They have an event on Facebook. I'm like, well, then what am I going to do if I never see the event invite? Well, that's the only way?
I know some friends have created like Facebook event groups so that everybody's there. If it's like a potluck style, whatever, we could all talk and communicate and coordinate. I'm not that guy. Mm-mm. I'm not going to see it. Mm-mm. I'm not going to see the messages if y'all start a group message. Mm-hmm. What I am going to do is let my wife do it, because she's the one on social media more regularly like that, in tune, checking messages, on point with knowing what's going on in our day-to-days as far as like when we got plans with other people. But if my family's okay, if my family's alive and my jobs are taken care of, I am not reading your Evite.
So how are we going to invite people to things nowadays? This is the problem, because now yesterday, I get the invite from Kathleen. I get a text. That's how they finally said, well, we're just going to text you the Evite.
You got the Evite.
iMessage.
Technically.
But technically they have a Samsung.
Oh, well, anyway.
Let me find. No. I actually got it texted to me from somebody else. Evite. Allie Faith, you're invited to the baby sprinkle. Okay, so now I'm going to click this and hope to God it gets me to the invite.
I hope it gets
you. I would rather just text everybody at this point. Like, let's say we're having a birthday party. Let's just plan something, DZ.
Yeah.
How are you going to send out the invite?
I'm personally somebody that still would rather send out a hard copy invitation.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. I don't read the mail. That's worse than the Evite.
And then if you didn't get my invitation, that's on you. You should still be checking your mail.
So you say you're going back to paper invites.
Because I'm going to see that far before I'm going to be able to check my Evite, before I check my Facebook group invites, before I'm able to even consider that you might have written me a digital anything. That's not what the no. And I know a lot of people do prefer the Evite situation, but I have never, and I mean genuinely never, been a fan of the Evite.
Really?
I'm going to miss it more often so than not. Yes.
Really?
Yeah, don't miss me with the Evite for real.
Okay, so no Evite sent your way. Well, honestly, they tried and I didn't get it, to the point where now they had to text it to me, and I just RSVP'd as I was sitting here talking to you.
What I'm going to do is screenshot it anyway, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the Evite is going to be there, and then I'm going to screenshot it and save the information into my phone. So you either need to give me a hard copy or text me so I can put that info right into my calendar. If that doesn't happen, if you're going to sit there and leave me subjected to maybe seeing that in 2 weeks, in 2 weeks, I'm not going to be available for that day anymore.
But hold on, this Evite, so they had to text it to me because I never got it in my email that I know of. So I got the text from Evite.
Mm-hmm.
I opened it up. I said, yes, I'm going. And then it says, well, would you like to shop now for the gift? And with links to the list. Oh, now we've upgraded.
I know and I get the gist of why people like it, right? It links you right to all of this stuff.
Kathleen just texted me. She's calling. It's got to be her. Grab that one line right there. Yeah,
I got you.
Please, Lord, be Kathleen. Hi, Kiss FM.
Praise Jesus.
Oh, praise Jesus.
Jesus.
Kathleen.
Thank you, Lord.
I am stressed out over this invite situation. Oh, it's not even my shower.
Girl, I am with you. Yes, I will tell you things. Not on the air, because my sister could listen and we don't need to tell her.
We're on the air right now.
We're on the air already.
Right now.
We're live on the air. So
that's
listen.
Right. Evites are e-fails. Evite is a
e-fails?
Joke.
E-fails?
Thank you. No, for real, G.
What happened? Because I feel like you tried to get me to Evite. I never got it. Now I'm getting a text. DZ saying, just do the hard copy. I'm like, no, I won't see that either.
I mean, I'm going to throw away the invitation regardless. But I'm really not going to see it if you send it in the Evite. I'm not going to get to it on time. It's going to get spammed. It's going to get missed. It's going to get buried. At least I have a better odd. And you definitely will get an RSVP from me.
If you get a hard copy?
If you send me, for example, the last wedding I went to, my guy just got married in November, right?
Yeah.
He sent me a hard copy, he sent me an Evite.
I was going to say, a lot of people are not even doing hard copies for weddings anymore.
It was a hard copy, save the date, right?
Uh-huh.
But it was a Evite wedding invitation that you had to RSVP for.
Ah.
I told them we were coming. I texted him, but then like 2 weeks before the wedding, he was like, hey, dog, y'all haven't RSVP'd.
Yeah.
Man, I'm coming.
Yeah, right?
I'm not going to see the Evite. I would have had it been a paper copy.
Kathleen, how did you decide to go with the Evite? Like, did you have to think all this out? How do we invite someone? Because like I said, a Facebook event invite, it misses a lot of people.
It does.
Not everybody's on Facebook, right, man.
Thank you.
So it was up to my sister, and she's like, I'm just going to do an Evite. So that's why, so I knew the date. So that's why I was like, I gave people a big heads up. Hey, I'm coming. And then she was trying to figure it out. And then you are not the only person. There was like 10 or so more people
that didn't get the Evite.
Who didn't get the Evite. And my sister's like, check spam. So now I'm going to everybody who hasn't responded.
See?
Because you can see I didn't even open it. You could have seen that I didn't open the Evite, which is the one positive thing about the Evite is you're like, well, Allie didn't open it. She either didn't get it or she hasn't looked for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. So that's why I was like, all right. So now that's why my sister's like, I can text them the Evite. Like, family members didn't get. I'm like, what?
The problem is, Kathleen? My gut would have probably gone towards an Evite as well if I was throwing a baby sprinkler or a birthday party. However, the problem is, you know what I'm realizing the problem is? You already got the issue with Facebook where if people aren't on it and it's not their whole life, because either everybody thinks everybody's on Facebook or they're not, right? The problem with the Evite is our emails are so overwhelmed now. The Evite gets lost in the shuffle. Email used to be, nothing is by itself anymore.
No, nothing's isolated.
And
think about it. Say just
even texting.
Say there is an e-fail, if you will, and there's an issue on the receiving end. You sent the email, right? Kathleen and them, her sister was like, no, it's sent. We sent it to the 100 people,
they
whatever. They sent it. It's sent on my end. Mm-hmm. You never heard from these people waiting for the Evite going, well, I haven't gotten anything. Maybe I'm not invited. Oh, no. Nah, you send that hard copy. You know, hey, we sent out the invitations, y'all. Be on the lookout. In a couple days, when you don't get it, you're going to hit up Kathleen and them and go, I never got nothing in the mail. Maybe it got lost.
What would you do, though, if you didn't do the Evite, Kathleen? That's the thing. It's like we only have so many options.
I have no, because it was on my sister. She planned it. But I told you, I told Kelly, you know, I told people, like, this is the day, this is what's going on. The other hard part is like, for older people, like, Michael's grandma doesn't have email. Mm. You know, not familiar how to work with that.
And here's where it becomes an issue again. If you don't have email or you don't check your email, just like maybe you don't check your Facebook.
Yikes.
Or you don't have a Facebook.
Now you got to find
There's
a way to get
no
them.
There's no central way to find everybody other than, it's got to be a text at this point.
I think so. And that's what I was going to say. I wish we had text invitations. I'm going to see that text invitation. I'm going to be able to reply, why? For yes, I'm attending. And I will do that in that moment once I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I have a friend's like, there isn't a maybe. I was like, I know. I'm like, just like, yes, it's fine.
There isn't a maybe.
They wanted a maybe. They didn't.
I gave you a yes or no.
Why wasn't there a maybe on the invite?
I don't know, but they had some other prior commitments like to get it. But I was like, I don't know. Don't use Evite unless you're doing like your wedding invitation, like with the knot. Don't do Evite.
I used to use it and it was fine. I'm sorry to hear that. Now, listen to this. Who is this? Dina from Hartford. In your neck of the woods, Kathleen. Texted in and said, I sent out paper invites for my wedding in June with online RSVPs. The three family members that don't do computers got a post-it note with my phone number to call me to set it up.
I like that.
Paper invites for weddings, Facebook invites for everything else, online RSVPs are online, which is fine, Dina, but not everybody has Facebook.
No.
Or they're like DZ. You don't ever check it. And honestly, I have people going, did you see my...
Did you see the...
And I'm like, no.
No,
I'm on Facebook and I didn't see the event invite. Like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
And you're active on it. You're and I'm active on it, bro.
Yeah, which is my own problem. But listen,
the invites ain't for me. I've never been good at it. I don't think they get pumped into the algorithm well. So it's like I'll get any other alert before I get an evite, and then the day of the event passes, and I go, oh,
it's like you never RSVP'd to Kathleen's baby sprinkle.
You missed this event.
I'm like, what?
Thanks for telling me. About
you get it somewhere with Eileen, so you have to come. Like, aww, it's like this is what we're doing because she was COVID, so we're doing it right this time.
Oh, you're worried we're judging on the second baby shower. Is that what you were thinking, Kathleen? Because I will judge, but knowing that it was COVID, I'll allow it. You didn't get the first one. It's fine. It's fine.
So
you
can have a full experience.
That part.
Kathleen knows me. She knows I go off sometimes when people have multiple baby showers.
Well, then she got to have the full experience to send the paper copy invites, dog.
Oh, Rachel in New Berlin said, I do a digital copy, a picture of the invite that I would send in the mail, and I text it. That I can get behind.
I've done that.
Mm-hmm. They might do that for another party someday. No more babies.
Well, it only took a few emails, 7 texts, and I finally got the evite, Kathleen, and I'll be there, okay?
We're going to get there.
Perfect.
Okay, thanks. Perfect. Text your invites. That's my advice today. Goodbye.